Adventures of Jimmy Allen.
By a notorious band of pirates near the mouth of the Canton River, Jimmy, Speed, and Fanny Cheapside are in a desperate situation. Their position is rendered even more precarious when Jimmy's plan of signaling for help is discovered. A plane, searching for the boys, or for the lost French pilot, Duroc, flies high over the island stronghold of the pirates. Jimmy conceives the idea of signaling to the airman by flashing a mirror in the sun. But just as hope rises high in the hearts of the captive, the maneuver is discovered by Jack Loon, lieutenant of the pirate chief, Cy Moore. Leaping upon Jimmy from behind, a stout club raised high, Jack Loon smashes the mirror into 1,000 pieces. Listen.
What's it, Jimmy? Come on, get back. I kill you. Look at Jimmy drawing a knife. I can pass. I put that down. I kill you all of them.
What's that knife, Jimmy?
Drop that money.
Well, I'll let you have it.
Now I kill you.
Move, Jimmy, move.
All right, then take it.
Oh,
wait,
what's that?
Oh, you're not seeing no food. There's one by
there. I'm
going to knock you down.
What's
it, boy? Always been a growing knife and closing in on it. Hey, you. Keep
back there.
We are all.
Get
him.
In
the house. You stand on answering.
Right. Six. On three, two, get
him. Right. Six. Right. Six. Right. Six. Right. Six. Right. Six. Right. Six. Right. You'll be around there in a second.
Right out, Governor. Oh, boy, we're in for it.
Yeah, we're in a tough spot now.
Well, we couldn't help ourselves.
I guess I shouldn't have hit that duck room.
Well, if you hadn't, he'd have killed Jimmy.
I'll say you would. That knife only missed you by an inch.
I'm afraid that we're going to ruin everything.
So, Walter?
Well, I don't think it's any use.
We open those doors, we'll all be there.
Yeah, Santa's right.
But what are we going to do? Something won't take them very long to paddle those doors down.
Well, they can't do it with a bare fist. Those doors are finished out.
They'll go for a barrel man. After they get one, those doors will fly open as though they were made of matchwood.
Listen. I think they're holding a conference outside now to determine what to do.
Well, suppose they do start to break the doors down. What are we going to do?
Well, I don't know, Stanley.
We'll have to run for it.
Yeah, the chances are we wouldn't get more than 50 yards from the house before we were shot down.
And even if we did get away, where could we go?
Well, we couldn't go anywhere. We're on an island.
We'll catch this sooner or later.
Well, we might get to the other side of the island and then clean for it.
Oh, I don't think we'd have a chance, Danny. The pirates would want to bolt and grapple with. If they didn't get us, the jellyfish in the shark's wood.
Oh, gee, that's right. I'd forgotten there are sharks in these waters.
Yes. Well, then we won't swim for it.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I heard it, Jim. They won't have an easy time doing this. These walls are brick, and the roof is of tile. The only pocket would burn in the doors.
Yeah. Oh, give us a minute to open the doors.
Well, it's a minute more to decide what to do.
Well, if we're going to be killed, we might as well put it off as long as possible.
Hey. Listen, there's somebody at the front door.
Yeah, probably someone Jock Long's men that went around to the front.
Hey, that?
I know it.
Well, he's all right. He's at the front door. Come on, Jim.
Honey,
let's go over near the front door. I'm going to talk to Sam Morris.
Listen,
Sam Morris. That fellow Doc Loon tried to kill Jimmy Allen.
Why did he do that?
Oh, how about that Doc Loon now? He's coming around the house.
Yeah, that's what he's done.
Well, tell you all about it.
I wonder what he'll do.
I don't know. But it's up to her now. She holds the trump card. Well, there's no use trying to deny it.
Yes, that's right.
You're not so right.
What do you want us to do?
You open the door at home.
What about Jack Loon and his men? I tell you what we'll do. We'll let you in, but no one else.
Time more is in a tough spot. If he protects us against Jack Loon and his men, that'll make him more unpopular than ever.
I think she'll do it, Governor. You know, after what Jimmy did today, he's crazy now at home's life.
Yeah, I think so, too.
What about Jack Loon?
I think
it's... Well, I guess it's safe to open the door again.
Well, let's be careful. Might be a trap here,
big Mark said. There's a crack in the door. Wait till I look out. Go ahead. Oh, help me. Jack Loon is men are leaving. They're going down the street.
Yeah? All right, then. Open the door.
Okay.
Come in, Simon. Why, hello, Arthur. How are you feeling now?
I'm all right now, Mr. Allen.
You're awfully sorry about what happened, Simon.
You're not so right. You should not try to signal airplane. I should let Jack Loon and his men see you.
Well, Simon, put yourself in our place. If you were in our position, wouldn't you do your best to escape?
I'll be very good to you. You can go about village, can go fishing.
And we certainly appreciate all that too, Simon.
You say you appreciate. You're not act so. You, Mr. Allen, very good to my boy, Atom, saved his life. Only for that, I let Jack Dong and his men see you.
All I can say is, Simon, we thank you very, very much.
You do me injury. Jack Dong tried to take command away from me. He treats himself. Perhaps pretty soon he succeeds. Then everyone will kill.
He obeyed you a minute ago.
Yes, but not always. I warn you. I go now. But if you not be that careful, you lose life.
All right, Simon.
I go now. Tom, Atom, yes, Colonel Murray. First pitch, Jimmy Allen.
What is it, Atom?
This afternoon, pilot fleet, sail on stage, before sail, big ceremony, you might think.
Why, sure, we'd all like to see it.
Then you come down to war, 3 o'clock.
All right, Atom, we'll be there.
All right. I'll see you later.
Gee, what do you know about that?
Why, the whole village must be here. This force is absolutely jammed.
What's that, Governor? Look at them junk. Each one has got several cannons.
And look at the cutlasses on the deck. They say nothing of rifles and pistols.
Well, they certainly go well on.
I wonder where they're going.
It must be an important raid. It's for me as though all the junks are getting ready to go.
Might be even them two junks at the entrance to the harbor, though.
No, I hardly think so.
But they might.
Gee, what's happening on the deck of that junk there?
Well, there's some kind of a ceremony before they leave. There are those priests and Simon.
That must be Simon's own junk. That must be Simon's own junk. Probably the flagship of the fleet.
Here comes our tongue.
And do you come down?
Yes, we came down, our tongue. And it's very interesting. What's going to happen?
Always four going to sleep. Must have ceremony. Must worship Loon Moo.
And who is Loon Moo?
Loon Moo, Dragon Mother. You see, on junk, our mother and bow.
Yes, I see her standing there. What's she going to do?
Now, she kneels down for a little altar. You see three cups in front?
Yes, I see them there before the altar. What do they contain?
Cups, half wine. Now, you see Honorable Mother kneel down. You take up one cup, one by one, overhead. Still one on deck. Now, you see chicken?
Yes. The mother's taking the chicken in one hand.
What's she got in the other hand? Looks like a knife.
It is a knife. Now, you see, she's got quarter of chicken. Sprinkle, blood, and
have to fight on deck.
Look at that fellow coming up. What's he got in his hand?
That is silver paper. Now you see, Honorable Mother, sprinkle blood on paper.
Well, what's he going to do with the paper?
Paper fastened over door of Captain Cabin. When you like that, it must be good luck on ready.
Oh, so all that means good luck, huh?
Yes, that means good luck. Kind God, protect Troy. Devil, be tight.
You don't believe all that, do you, are, Tom?
No, I not believe. All right, American boy said I know. Stand down. Listen, fool. He has good expression.
Yes? Well, what is it, our tongue?
You say business like that all fool.
Say, our tongue, what happened to the chicken?
Who of John is chicken?
I was afraid of that. Nobody else wanted it. I wouldn't mind that mystery hill. On about fed up, Auntie.
Well, what happens now, our tongue? What happens now, our tongue?
Very soon, we go to sea.
And, are you going along?
Yeah, I go with Honorable Mother.
How soon do you set sail?
About half an hour.
Hey, did you hear that? Right, good. There's another ship in the air.
He's flying low, too.
Look, he's coming down right over the harbor. My God, he's looking around. It's a seaplane. See the pontoon? You're right, kid. You find him invented all? He's getting ready to land. It's got the ceremony. Everybody watching the airplane.
Yes, he's going to land.
Oh, he's coming in over the harbor entrance. And headed straight for us. And headed straight for us. Do you think he's got new enough? No, I think so. He won't have any to spare.
Why, it's an open cockpit plane.
Wait, empty. Look out there in the harbor. One of those junks out there. See those men with guns? Oh, by God. The plane will have to go right by that junk. Look, they're raising their rifles.
Oh, great heavens.
Look, I've seen the pieces motor. He's not going to land. Those pontoons are already on the water. I don't think he can make it. Oh, look, Jim.
Bannon, that ship's going right at us.
There's going to be a crash. He's cut his motor.
So he hasn't a chance.
Oh, damn.
He's hit.
Come on, quick. We gotta help him. The wreck's piled up on the shore right next to the wharf.
All right, come on, you fellas. Hurry up,
Bennett.
Oh, great heavens, the pilot's unconscious.
Yes. Let's hope this fellow in the rear.
Wait.
Stop, please. Look. It's Flash Lewis.
Flash Lewis. How did he happen to come to this faraway island? Greater surprises are in store for us. Don't miss the next air adventure.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.